Sechtes Kedushin, Daf Samach Tes, 5 lines on the top of Daf Samach Tes Amun Aleph at the new Mishnah. And before we begin, let's point out that the Pasuk in Pashki Seitzit states, Le'yovi Mamza B'kal Hashem, Gam Darasir Le'yovi Le'bekal Hashem, that a Mamza as well as Mamzeris and all the future descendants cannot get married to a regular part of Klai Yisrael and can't join Klai Yisrael and they can't get rid of the status as Mamza or Mamzeris. And as we learned in the second category of the Mishnah that we had on Daf Samach Vavim Beis, that Kol Makom Sheyesh Kedushin V'yesh Avira, Vlad Hulach Acha Pogam, and the Mishnah gave examples of a Manal Kain Gadol Gush of Hutsu Kain Edit, Mamzeris and Unseen Lisol, Basisol, and Mamzul and Sin, and therefore, if a Mamzul marries someone that is part of Klai Yisrael, their children will have the status of Mamzerim, as we are always Hulach Acha Pogam. However, let's also keep in mind the fourth category of the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav, which stated, Kalmisha in law, loyal love, loyal Achaim Kedushin, have Vlad Kamaisa, that the Vlad is Hulach after the woman, the Ezezeh, and what is this referring to? Zeb Vlad Shifcha Vinachris is referring to a child that was born from a relationship with a Shifcha Knanis or with a Goy. In that case, since this woman does not have a Shaychus to Kedushin, and Kedushin is not Taifis, but the din is that Vlad Kamaisa, that her Vlad has the same status as this woman. And keep in mind, regarding a Shifcha Knanis, Rav Huna taught us that the way that we know and the Makar that in Kedushin Taifsin Ba is based on the Pasuk by Eliezer Eved Avram that states, Shvul Champay Ima Chamar, Amma Daimel Chamar, and just like a Chamar has no Kedushin, therefore Shifcha Knanis is not Shaykh to the Pasha of Kedushin. And the Makar, the Vlad of a Shivcha, is Kamaisa, either based on the Pasuk and Pasha Mishpatim of a Ishav Yodah, Tila Dinah, or as the Gemara comes out at the end of the Sugya, that the Pasuk states, Kisienel Ish, Tein Oshem, Ha'achas Uva, Ha'achas Nuah, V'yodolo Ish, Tein Bonim. And based on the Pasuk, the Gemara stated a cloud that Kalhecha, the Karina Bei Kisiena, Karina Bei V'yodoloi, but V'cholhecha, the Lekarina Bei Kisiena, and when the Kedusha is not Taifis, Lekarina Bei V'yodoloi. Therefore, since we learned that Benegea Shivcha Kananis, Kedusha is not Taifis, therefore, her children will not be like the husband, the din is that Vlada Kamaisa, the status of a Vladis will be just like her and will be like the Shifcha Knanis. And our Mishnah now begins that although we just stated that the Pasuk says, Let Lo Yavi Mamza Bekal Hashem, Gan Darasi Lo Yavi Lo Bekal Hashem, and it's Mashma, the Mamza, and all its future generations will always be a Mamza, and there's no way to fix their status. However, Rav Tafin states, Yechol Mamzer Litar, there is a method and a way for a Mamza to be able to be Mitara and to be able to fix the status of his children and of his descendants. And as Rashi says, Yichol Mamzerim Litar Mipsul Zarim Shlo Yiyu Baneim Mamzerim. And Rav Tafin continues, Ketzad, and what is the case? Mamza Shinasa Shivcha. If a Mamza has a relationship with a Shivcha Knanis, and then they have a child, then as the Bachas Geris Bino Eved, her child will be considered Eved. And of course, this is based on the fact that this fits into the fourth category of the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vavim Beis, where the Mishnah stated that a Vlad Kamaisa, that the Vlad follows her status and doesn't take on the status of the husband at all, and therefore the child is not a mamzer, his child only has a status of an Eved Knani and not of a mamzer. Therefore, Rav Tafin continues, Shichrei, that if the Odoin lets this Eved Knani go at free, Nimsa ben Chayrin, therefore at this point, this child is no longer an Eved, and once he becomes ben Chayrin, and now he's a full-fledged Jew, he also does not have a status of a mamzer, because Vlada Kamaisa and never received the status of his father, and he never had a din of a mamzer, and therefore, as Rashi says, Umutu B'Yisraelis, at this point, since his Eved Knani is now a full-fledged Jew, therefore, he would be mutter to marry a regular Israelis. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Lezer argues in Rav Tafin, and he says, Hareze Eved Umamza, that this child is considered Eved because he receives the status of his mother. As the Mishnah stated, he falls into the fourth category of the Mishnah, Daf Samach Vavim Beis, and Vlad Kamaisa. And Lemaisa, he also fits into the second category of the Mishnah. This child will be Hulach Acha Pogum, and therefore, he would have a status of his father, and he would still remain a Mamza. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer holds that even if the Odin would let this Eved out and give him a shtash shichra, well, the maisa, this person would still be considered a mamzer, and therefore he'd be also to marry Yisraelis. And before we begin the Gemara, let's point out that the Pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim tells us that if an Odin owns an Eved Ivri, then there's a din that he could give over the Eved Ivri to his Shifcha Knanis, and if they have children, their children will become Avadim Knanim. And as the Pasuk states, Im Adin V'itin Le'isha, V'yod Le'ivanim Oivanis, Ha'ish V'yodeh Atil Adonai, V'hu Yetzi B'gapai. And the maisa, even though it seems in the Torah that there's actually some sort of a marriage between the Eved Ivri and the Shifcha Knanis, but the Gemara in Daf Samachas stated Kedushin is not Taifis by Shifcha Knanis based on the fact that it's Amma Daimel Chamar. Therefore, the Chayyah, when the Torah tells us that an Odin could give an Eved Ivri over to a Shifcha Knanis, is not based on a typical Kedushin, but it's based on a Heta for an Eved Ivri to have a relationship with a Shifcha Knanis. However, generally, a regular Yisrael cannot have a relationship with a Shifcha Knanis, and as the Pasuk states in Pashki Seitzei, in Perek Kaf Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, Leisiyah Kedeshim Reis Yisrael, Yisrael, v'loyir kodesh bim bnei Yisrael, as Tagum Unkel states over there, loysihi itzum im bnei Yisrael l'gvat eved, v'loyisav gavu bnei Yisrael ita amo, and therefore we see that there's an issa for a regular Yisrael to have any relationship with a Shifcha Kananis. And based on this concept, the Gemara now asks, Iboilu, we had the following shayla, Rav Tafin l'chatchil kama, when Rav Tafin taught us a din that Yechilim Mamzer l'itar, was he telling us that this is a din l'chatchilo, and a Mamzer can go and have a relationship with a Shifcha Kananis in order to have children, and this way he could have children that are not Mamzerim? And as Rashi explains, Mamzer n'isei Shifcha, that a Mamzer can marry a Shifcha, to kesav d'chik siv lo yekodesh, that even though the Torah tells us lo yekodesh, that a regular Yisrael cannot marry a Shifcha, b'Yisrael koshek siv lo b'mamzer, that pasuk is telling us that a regular Yisrael cannot marry a Shifcha Kananis. But Rav Tafin is mechadish to us that this pasuk of lo yekodesh is not referring to a Mamzer, and a Mamzer can have a relationship with a Shifcha Kananis. And l'chayr, even though the Mishnah and Rashi says Mamzer n'isei Shifcha, l'chayr doesn't mean that this is the typical Nisuyin and that Kedushin is typhus, as l'chayr there is no Kedushin by a Shifcha based on the pasuk of Amadayim l'chamar, and Kedushin cannot be typhus. However, it means that they can have a relationship in order to be Matara's children. And the Gemara continues, what do we say? Rav Tafin stated, he's saying that if there would be a Mamzer that B'dieved went and had a relationship with the Shifcha Kananis and they had children, then that child will be kosher and will no longer be a Mamzer, even though certainly you can't go ahead and l'chatchila go and marry a Shifcha Kananis, as even a Mamzer is included in the pasuk of L'Yekodesh. Certainly l'chatchila, it's us for Mamzer to go and have a relationship with the Shifcha Kananis. And our Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a braisa. The Rav Tafin stated that in the Mamzer can go and get married to a Shifcha Kananis. He was only telling us a din d'yeved and not a din l'chatchila, as Amalel Rav Tafin, that the Chacham said to Rav Tafin, Tihatas Azcharim v'loy Tihatas in the Kevas, that practically your Eitzah will only help a male, but it will not help in a Keva. And Rashi explains, Tihatas Azcharim, Sheyelchul Makim She'im Akirin, and even though it's also for a Mamzer to have a relationship with the Shifcha Kananis, and therefore no one will give over this Shifcha Kananis to this Mamzer. However, practically, if a Mamzer wants to be Matara's children, he could go L'Makim She'im Akirin, to a place that they don't recognize him, and they don't know that he's a Mamzer and he's not an Eved, V'yayme Eved Ani, and he'll tell people that I'm an Eved, V'noyse Shifcha, and he got married to a Shifcha Kananis, V'yayme Meicha B'yadai, and no one will be Meicha. In this way, Rav Tafin's Eitzel will help a male who has a Mamzer, that he will be able to retire his future generations. However, V'esen Akevis Leitihata, this Eitzel did not help a female that is a Mamzeres, as in Derech Isha Ligleis M'mekayma, is not the normal way of a woman to be Goyla, and to go away from where she lives, L'vakish Tachbulais L'nasa B'seisa, Ma'ach She'esh Meicha M'yada, and therefore will be much more difficult for a female to be able to go and use this Eitzel in order to be retire her future generations, that they should not be Mamzerim. And as the Gemara continues, V'amr L'chachil Kama, Mamzeres Nami T'nasav L'abda, and if you're going to tell me that Rav Tafin is actually telling us the din l'chatchila, that the din on Issa of the year Kodesh is not applicable to a Mamzer or to Mamzeres, therefore there is a valid Issa even for a female, as certainly a female who's a Mamzeres not have any problem to go and have a relationship with an Eved Kanani. As Rashi states, Alma Rav Tafin di Eved Kama, di l'chatchila kim de imeich biyada, Mamzeres Nami T'nasav L'Eved, she could go get married to an Eved, and this way her children will become regla avodim, and then when the children are freed and are no longer an Eved, will be mutal lovi bekal, as they were never mamzerim. And the Gemara responds, Eved in lechayis, that really Rav Tafin holds that this itza is a din lechatchila, and really lechatchila a mamzer could go and get married to a Shifcha Kananis, and once they're married, then any children that they have will receive the status of the Shifcha Kananis. As the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis stated, that in this case it would fit into the fourth category of the Mishnah, that a Vlad Kamaisa, Vlad has a din of the mother that's a Shifcha Kananis, and not of the father that's a mamzer. And this way, even lechatchila, there's a method for a mamzer to be Matara's child. However, the Rabbanan still said to Rav Tafin that Tihatas is a charm, the late Tihatas in the Kevas, and this taina that the Rabbanan said to Rav Tafin was not a practical concern, but it was actually a halachic concern. And the Rabbanan's question to Rav Tafin was that even if you're correct that a mamzeres can actually marry an Eved, the pasuk of Lisiya Kadesh B'nei Yisrael and Layir Kadesh B'nei Yisrael does not apply in the case of a mamzer or a mamzeres, and therefore this mamzeres can actually get married to an Eved. Even if she does so, it will not actually be Matire her children, and their children will still be Mamzerian, who certainly this child cannot have the yichus of the father, because as Rashi says, Eved Kanani in lechayis in a misyachis acha aviv, that no child is misyachis after the father that's a goy. Tichsiv im hachamor am hadoim lechamor kebehem shalim vlad karach achrei av hilchachi minzibal avdo loy mahani midi, and therefore even if this mamzeres would actually get married to an Eved, and even though it may be mutafah to actually marry this Eved, it would not help the child at all, and this would not actually be halachic itza in order to help a mamzer Mamzeres be mitarer her children and to allow her children not to be Mamzerim anymore and be Mutter Lovi Bakal. And the Gemara now continues, Tashma, that will bring your Raya to the Tzad that when Reb Tafin stated his din, it was a din l'chatchila, and the Gemara will actually come out that this is actually going to be a valid Raya. And Brisa tells us a story, the host of Reb Simloi, Mamzahava, was a Mamza, Va'amalei, and Reb Simloi told his host that Iya Kadamtach Tartin al-Benach, that if I would have come earlier prior to you getting married, that I wouldn't have been able to give you an Eitzah in order for you to be able to be Mitar your children, that they would not be Mamzerim. And the Gemara now brings its Raya, Iya Amr Bishleim l'chatchila, if you're going to say that the Eitzah of Reb Tafin was a din l'chatchila, that a Mamza can't go and marry Shifcha Kananis, then it makes sense that Reb Simloi said that I would have given an Eitzah that you could go and marry a Shifcha Kananis, and this way your child will be an Eved, and eventually the child will go out free. At that point that he becomes a Yisrael, he'll be mutter to Yisraelis. However, Eli Yamr to Yeved, my new, but L'chira, if it's only a din to Yeved, and really L'chatchila, and the Mamzeris has the Issa of L'yir Kodesh, and he can't go and get married to a Shifcha Kananis, so how could it be? Rav Simloi said to this host, I would have been able to give you an Eitzah, that you'd be able to be Matar your child, as certainly he wouldn't be able to give him an Eitzah to go and have a relationship with the Shifcha Kananis, if that's an Issa D'Raisa. And the Gemara answers, the Mitzvah L'Eitzah V'Amalei Zilganoi V'Zdavim Be'Avad Ivri, that in the Chanami, he would have given him an Eitzah, then in this way he'll be able to marry Shifcha Kananis Behetah, as he would have told him that you could go and steal money, and since you don't have a lot of money, therefore, in order to pay back your Geneva, Bezdin will have to sell you, and once they sell you as an Eved Ivri, then the din is that Rabbi Moshe Le Shifcha Kananis, that the master could give over an Eved Ivri to a Shifcha Kananis, as we stated in the Akdama, and this way you'll be able to have children, and those children will of course be an Eved, and they will not be considered Mamzerim, and once that child will go out free, and since the child is not considered a Mamzer, therefore the child will be Mutar to Yisraelis. And Rashi points out that the reason why Reb Simloi would have had to say that you should go and steal is because an Eved Ivri that's a Meicha Atzmoi will not have a din that he could Rabbi Moshe Le Shifcha Kananis. And as Rashi says, the Mechur Bezdin, Rabbi Moshe Le Shifcha Kananis, V'loi Meicha Atzmoi, V'lohachi Nokat Zil Ganoiv. And of course, as Rashi continues on the first of the wide lines, that L'chur, the Gemara's Teret seems to be Shver, as originally the Gemara stated that it can't be that Reb Simloi would give an Eitzah to his host to go and do an Issa, have a relationship with the Shifcha Kananis, and L'maisa, instead, the Gemara says that Reb Simloi gave him an Eitzah to go and steal, and of course, that's also an Issa D'Raisa. Therefore, Rashi states, V'adinami, Matzav L'chshiyah, Mishari L'ansubei, Eitzah L'Mignav. Really, the Gemara could have asked this question, Ela Mikasha Acheres, Salke, but L'maisa, the Gemara will have another question in order to knock off this Teretz, the Avim Makshle, Ha'avim Matzalei L'shnuye, El Da'omalei, M'cha'atz B'chol Avid Ivri. Rashi explains, because even if the Gemara would have asked this question, the Gemara would have come back and asked another question, and it would have said that Reb Simloi would give him an Eitzah to go and sell himself as an Eved Ivri, and it's going like the Shita Rab Leza, that Zev Vezeh, Rabbi Moshe Le Shifcha Kananis, and this Teretz, it would not be an Issa D'Raisa, and therefore the end result of the Gemara is exactly the same. However, the Rajba, as well as the Ritva state, that in our case, the Gemara actually would not ask this question, as even though certainly Reb Simloi would not give an Eitzah to someone to do an Issa, however, in this case, in order to help his future generations, then it would be a Heta to go and steal Ayin Shum. And the Gemara continues and asks another question on the Teretz that the Gemara just gave. Reb Simloi would have given an Eitzah to this person to go and steal and be sold as an Eved Ivri, and this way he'll be able to be Masa L'Shifcha Kananis. And the Gemara asks, V'shnei Reb Simloi, Eved Ivri Mehava, in the years of Reb Simloi, there was no sin of Eved Ivri at all, because V'amama, we learned in a Braisa, Ein Eved Ivri Noig, El Bezman She'Yevel Noig, that the din of Eved Ivri is not Noig, aside from during the time that Yevel is Noig. This is based on the Pasuk in Pasha Bahad, it states, Ashnas HaYevel Yavid Imach. Therefore, the entire Pasha of Eved Ivri is only Noig when Yevel is Noig. Since Reb Simloi lived after the time that Yevel is Noig, so it would be impossible for Reb Simloi to give this Eitzah to this Mamza. And therefore, the only possible Eitzah that Reb Simloi could have given to this Mamza is that he should go and marry Shifcha Kananis. Therefore, the Gemara says, El Lav Shmamino, Reb Tafin L'Chatchila Kama Shmamino. We see that the din of Reb Tafin on Mishnah is a din L'Chatchila, and Reb Tafin hold that a Mamza does not have the Issa of Loyia Kodesh B'Bnei Yisrael, and there's an Eitzah for a Mamza to be Matar his future generations because a Mamza can have a relationship with Shifcha Kananis, even L'Chatchila. And the Gemara ends off, Amar B'Yudah Mishmuel, Halach K'Rab Tafin, and as the Teitz Riyah Zakin points out, the Mamza Neisei Shifcha Afidu L'Chatchila, the Afidu Yisir Rabban Lekha, and there's not even an Issa Rabbanon, Shalai Gazu Al Shifcha L'Mamza Mepre Takanis Banav, and since by a Mamza marrying a Shifcha Kananis, that will actually be Misakin his children, therefore the Rabbanon had Rachmanis on a Mamza. Even though it seems from Teitz Riyah Zakin that there was a reason for the Rabban to be Geizer, that a Mamza should not get married and should not have a relationship with the Shifcha Kananis, however, the Rabban did not make such a Gzeira, and a Mamza is Mut L'Chatchila to go and have a relationship with the Shifcha Kananis. The Gemara continues that a Mishnah stated, Rabbeleza Agin Rab Tafin, and Rabbeleza Imer, Rabbeleza stated, Harei Beze Eved Umamza, that even if a Mamza goes and had a relationship with the Shifcha Ketanis, the child would be an Eved based on following the mother's Yichus and based on the fourth category in the Mishnah and Daf Samach Vav Beis that have Vlad Kamoisa, but the child would still be a Mamza based on the fact that the father is a Mamza, and we would also be Hilch Achah Pogam, therefore Zok Rabbi Elezer, that even if this Eved Knani goes free at some point, this child is still a Mamza, and therefore he will still be also be Israelis. Agamar explains, Amar Rabbi Elezer, my time in Rabbi Elezer, what Pshat in Rabbi Elezer, the Amakra, as the Pasuk states, Benegei Mamza, Lo Yovi Mamza B'Kal Hashem, Gam Dar Asiri, Lo Yovi Loi B'Kal Hashem. The word Loi is extra, and we learn out, Loi Holach Achah P'suloi, and Rashi explains that the way to understand the Pasuk is that even the 10th generation cannot be Bo B'Kal Hashem, Afilo Imbri Tzad Mamzeris, El Mai Oysai, and even if the only Tzad Mamzeris is from the man and not from the woman, as the woman is a Shifcha Knanis, even so will still follow the male, and the child will still be considered a mamzer and will not be able to be Yavid B'Kal Hashem and will be also be Israelis. Bar continues, Rabbanon, and what does Rab Tafin do with a pasuk that says Loi, Hahu B'Yisrael, Shenas Mamzeris, that extra word Loi is coming to teach us a din, but a gay Yisrael that has a relationship with the Mamzeris, that Salkadat Chamina, that we may think, that since the Torah says that we follow the father's Yichus, therefore, since Yisrael was the one who had a relationship with the Mamzeris, so maybe the child will be Kosher as we would follow the Yisrael, and the Yisrael was a Kosher. Therefore, Asa Loi, Afkei, and based on the extra word Loi, so we learned that the Torah is teaching us that as long as there is any tzad of Mamzeris in this relationship and in this child, then the child will still be a Mamzer and will have the Issa of Loyavi B'Kal Hashem. And the Gemara continues and is bothered, Rabbi Elezer, the Lechera Koit Rabbi Elezer, we still need the Pasuk of Loi in order to teach us that the Yisrael Kosher that has a relationship with the Mamzeris, that the din is that the child is still a Mamzer. And the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Elezer learned both of the dinim added the word Loi, as Lab Afgad the Kosel Mishpachaisel Mavesa Vesam Asa Loi Afkei, that even though Benegea standard din, we always follow the Yichus of the father, and still the Pasuk says Loi, and therefore, as long as it's a Tzad Mamzeris, the din is that the child is a Mamza. Achanami, and therefore, in our case as well, even though a Mamza married a Shifcha Knanis, the child would still be a Mamza, because Afgad the Chsev, Ish Biodel, Tilodana, and even though generally when someone marries or has a relationship with the Shifcha Knanis, it fits into the fourth category of the Mishnah Daf Samach Vav and Beis, and a Vlad is Kamaisa, and the Vlad follows the Yichus of the mother. However, Asalei Afkei, the Torah tells us, Benegei a Mamza, that would also follow the Yichus of the father, and therefore the child would still be considered a Mamzer. And it's interesting to point out that even though in the Gemara and Daf Samach Chesam Beis, the Gemara seemed to have come out that the way that we actually know that by a Shifcha Knanis blood is Kamaisa is not based on the Pasuk of Ish Vilodeh Tila Danao, but based on the Pasuk of Kisyen Ish Vilodeh. However, our Gemara still brings the Makar of Ish Vilodeh Tila Danao. Gemara continues, Rabbanan Hol called Vlad Bemei Shifcha Knanis Kevlad Bemei Behemadami, that it's impossible that we would say that we would follow the Yichus of the father in this scenario where there's a Vlad that is in the womb of the Shifcha Knanis, because it's considered as if it's in the womb of a behemoth, and as Rashi says, She'im Misiachas Acha Aviv Klal, and therefore even if the father is a Yisrael and is a Mamza, still the child is not Misiachas after the father at all, and there is no relationship with the father, and therefore the Yichus of this child will only be based on the Yichus of the mother, and as the Mishnah stated, have Vlad Kamaisa, that Dafka the Vlad is Kamaisa, and the Vlad becomes an Eved, but the Vlad does not have any Shaychas to the father, and therefore we don't say that the child could still be considered a Mamza at all, and that's why Reb Tafin stated, Yichoylin Mamzer Litar, as a Mamza could go and have a relationship with the Shifcha Knanis, and then the Vlad will only be like the Shifcha Knanis, will lose its status as a Mamza, and once he goes free, then it'll be Mutter, be Israelis, Hadin Lachaima, Hadin Lachaima, Hadin Lachaima. We continue with the last parak of Mesechtas Kedushin, Parak Asar Yuchsin, which is of course also the final parak in Seyd Noshim, and the Mishnah begins, Asar Yuchsin Olam Bavel. There were 10 classes or categories of Yichus that came up with Ezra from Bavel, and this was at the beginning of Binyan Bayesheni, and as Rashi says, Kishalu Bnei Agoyla, when the people of Golos started coming up to Eretz Yisrael, over Gemara Mefarshlo Dashminan, Shemishpachi Shevabavu Miuchasasein, and this teaches us that at that time Ezra took out all the Psule Miuchas from Bavel, and therefore all the rest of the Mishpachas that were Bavel were still Miuchasas, Shehifrish Ezra called Psule Misham, Vailichanemai, as Ezra took all of the Psule out with him, and he brought them to Yushlayim, therefore the remaining people that were left behind in Bavel were Miuchasas, and the Gemara goes through the 10 different categories, Kehane Levi Yisraeli, Chaloli Geiri V'Charuri, Mamzeri Nesini, Shtuki V'Asufi, and we understand what Kehanim Leviim and Yisraelim are. Chalolim, of course, those are born from Psulei Kehanim. For example, if a Kohen married a Grusha or a Chalutza, a Kohen Gadol had a child with an Ammana, and Geiri is referring to a Ger Tzedek, Charuri is referring to Eved Knani or a Shifcha Knanis that went out free, and Mamzeri are referring to regular Mamzerim, and Nesini are referring to the people from the Givoyim that came and they tricked Yeshua and they became Geiri Gerim, and even though they were from Zayin Amim, they still were able to become Gerim, and then Yeshua placed them, he made them into Chayfei Eitzim and Shayvei Mayim, and eventually David was Geizer that you're not allowed to marry someone that was in a sin. And finally, the last two categories are Shtukin and Sufi, and those are Safik and Mamzerim, as the Mishnah will explain in a moment. And the Mishnah continues, Kahanim Leviim Yisraelim, Mutarim Lavizeh Bazeh, the Kahanim Leviim Yisraelim are all Kasha, and therefore they can intermarry between each other. Levi Yisraeli Chaloli Geiri V'Charuri Mutarim Lavizeh Bazeh. However, Kahanim cannot marry Chaloli Geiri Charuri, and as Rashi says, Shechalolu Belav V'Geiris Mishucheres B'Cheska Zayna, and a Geiris Mishucheres have Chazaka that they are Zayna. And as we know, a Kohen cannot marry a Zayna. And the Mishnah continues, Geiri V'Charuri Mamziri Nesini Shtuki V'Asufui Kul Mutarim Lavizeh Bazeh. They can intermarry with each other, but of course they can't marry a Kohen Levi or Yisrael. And Ve'Elohim Shtuki. And what is the case of a Shtuki? Kol Shu Makas Imad Ve'Eni Makas Aviv. We're referring to a child that recognizes his mother and knows who his mother is. However, he doesn't know who his father is exactly. And as Rashi says, therefore, whenever he calls to someone and he says, "You're my father," his mother quiets him down. As the Maisa, there is a suffix as to who his father really is. And a Sufi, Kol Shenesa Ben Ashuk, is referring to a vagabond child that is gathered from the Shuk and he doesn't have a home. Ve'Eni Makas Aviv Ve'Eni Imay, and he doesn't know who his father or his mother is. And all these cases, it's a case of a suffix mabza. Abishol Hayakur L'Shtuki Beduke, and Abishol would call the same person that we called in the Mishnah Shtuki. He would actually refer to that child as a Beduke. And the Gemara begins by discussing the language of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah stated Asar Yichsin Olam Bavel, that these 10 categories of Yichas came up with Ezra from Bavel. And the Gemara asks, my ear Yitani Olam Bavel, why did the Mishnah pick a Lashon and say that they came up from Bavel? Nisnei Hochul Artsol, Chayr, the Mishnah should focus on the positive, and the Mishnah should say that they traveled to Eretz Yisrael. And really, there are actually two questions. Number one, why did it say the Lashon Alu? And number two, why did it say from Bavel if it should say that they went to Eretz Yisrael? And the Gemara answers to the first question, Milsa Agav Oche Kamash One, as Rashi explains that the Lashon Agav Oche is referring to Agav, a certain road, Al Pidake Shehoi Ahoylech Umidabit Dvar of Liyuchsin Hishmienu V'lamdenu Dav Chodesh B'lishin Nakat, that since we were in any case talking about an idea of Yuchsin, therefore on the road and while we were talking about Yichos, therefore we also taught another din based on Lashon, V'lamanu Oid Mimenu. Tana was able to teach us in a few words that Eretz Yisrael is Gavoy Mibavel and is higher than Bavel. As the Gemara brings, Kedetanya, as we listen to the Braisa, that the Pasuk in Pasha Shoftim says, Ki Yipoli Mimcha Dovel HaMishpat Bein Dam L'Dam Bein Din L'Din or Bein Nega L'Nega Divri V'Spisharecha V'Kamta V'Lisa L'Makam Ashivcha Hashem L'Kecha Bayi, that if Klai Yisrael is a Shaila, they should go to the Sanhedrin, that will be in the Lishkas HaGazes in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pasuk uses a Lashon that you're going to get up and you're going to go up. Melamed Beis HaMikdash Gavoy Mikol Eretz Yisrael. We see from here that Beis HaMikdash is higher than all other lands in Eretz Yisrael, as from any point that you're coming in Eretz Yisrael, you're going up towards the Beis HaMikdash. Eretz Yisrael Gavoy Mikol Eretz Yisrael. And we also know that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the lands in the world. And the Gemara says Bishlam Beis HaMikdash Gavoy Mikol Eretz Yisrael, that we understand that Beis HaMikdash is the highest point in Eretz Yisrael. It's Hainu Dechsev, and we continue on Daf Samach Tesam Beis Divrei Rivei Bishurecha V'Kam to Valisa. When you have an argument in Yeshar, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, then at any point that you are in Eretz Yisrael, you will get up and you'll go up towards the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore we see that in Eretz Yisrael, the highest point is the Beis HaMikdash. And Eretz Yisrael, Gavaya Mikol Eretz Yisrael Min Olan. But how do we see from this Pasuk that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands in the world? And the Gemara states, Tichsiv, as the Pasuk in Yirmiyah states, L'chein hinei yomim ba'im no ma'ashem, v'lo yomim oid chai Hashem ha'shehelo, as b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, kim chai Hashem ha'shehelo, v'ashehi v'yaseh Beis Yisrael, me'eretz Tzofayno, u'mikol Eretz Yisrael, ashe yidrachtum sham, v'yoshvu ad masam. And as Rashi states, the Lashon Eretz Tzofayin is referring to Bavel, and Mikol Ratzis is the rest of the world, and the Pasuk states that you're going to go up, and the Pasuk says, Ashehela Vashehevis B'nai Yisrael, and therefore we see that from anywhere you're going to come in the world, you're going up towards Eretz Yisrael, and since Eretz Yisrael is higher than the rest of the world, and of course, Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash is the highest spot in Eretz Yisrael, therefore Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash is the highest point in the world. And the Gemara continued that you just explained why the Mishnah used the Lashon of Olu, but my ear, the tongue of Olu mi Bavel, why did it say that they came up from Bavel? Nisnei Olu Eretz Yisrael, it should actually focus on the positive and just say that it came up towards Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara answered Messiah Le Rabbi Elazar, the Lashon of the Mishnah is actually a raya to this idea that Rabbi Elazar taught us to Amar Rabbi Elazar Le Ola Ezra in Bavel, that Ezra did not come up to Bavel at Shasak Kaseles the Kiyah of Allah until he made Bavel like fine sifted flour, and he took all the psulim away from Bavel and he came up to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Mishnah wanted to specify that Ezra was coming from Bavel and all these Asar Yuchsin came from Bavel, and this way he actually created that Bavel was now like fine sifted flour and it was pure. All the rest of the people that remained back in Bavel had pure Yichus. And Rashi explains that this was actually the intent of Ezra, that since he knew that he was going to Eretz Yisrael, the Talmid Chacham were also traveling with him to Eretz Yisrael, so he was nervous that all the rest of the people will not realize all the proper halachas of Yichus, and they will intermarry with each other, and there will be a problem of the Yichus of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Ezra specifically made sure to take all the psulim together with him to Eretz Yisrael, as he understood that at least in Eretz Yisrael, once they have the base of Mikdash, there will be the Lishkas HaGazas, and there will be the Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin will be able to paskin on Shailos of Yichus, and therefore the Yichus of Klal Yisrael will still remain pure. Rashi states, "Ulderes Habam Nami Kivin Da'am Amar," since the Gemara will stay on Daf Ayin Vav Beis, that Lishkas HaGazas Hayisusham Shishama Yoshev Miachsek Kuna Veluvia B'Chol Yoyim Mizezihir B'Psulay. Therefore, Klal Yisrael will still be careful and make sure that psulim don't get intermingled and don't intermarry into the rest of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, "Itma we learned Abaya Amar Olum Aleim Tan," and on Mishnah we should be gurus Asar Yichsin Olum Ribavol, as they came up by themselves and they weren't forced to come up by Ezra. V'Rava Amar Helam Tan, then on Mishnah we should learn Asar Yichsin Helam Ribavol, because Ezra actually forced these psulim to come up with him to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara initially states, "V'Kamithlugud Rabbi Elazar," and this machlekes Abaya and Rava is Tolu if they hold like Rabbi Elazar or not, as the Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar stated, "Lo Olah Ezra Mibavol Atcha Asar Kaseilus Nakiyah V'Olah." Ezra only went up to Bavel only after he took all the psulim out of Bavel and he brought them to Eretz Yisrael. And this way, Bavel was like a pure flower, as he already took out all the impurities from it. And since Abaya hold that Ezra did not force anyone to go with him to Eretz Yisrael, therefore Abaya less like the Rabbi Elazar. Abaya can't hold like Rabbi Elazar, because certainly certain psulim remained in Bavel, and we can't say that Ezra made it Kaseilus Nakiyah. However, Rava is like Rabbi Elazar. Rava holds that Ezra actually forced people to go with him to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he actually forced all the psulim to go to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, once Ezra went to Bavel, then Bavel was Kaseilus Nakiyah. And the Gemara continues, or we could say the Kulei Alma Islu de Rabbi Elazar, that even Abaya agrees that the intent of Ezra was that all these people should come to Eretz Yisrael, and this way he'll cleanse Bavel. The Hachabakam of the Machlekes between Abaya and Rava is as follows: Masav Afrusha Afrushinu Menafshay Osliku. Abaya held that he separated all these people, and once they saw that everyone already knows that the psulim, therefore they realized that it's not smart for them to stay in Bavel, as no one will marry them, and therefore they automatically went with Ezra to Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't Bal Kochach. Masav, however, Rava hold Bal Kochena Sukinu, that Lamaisa Ezra forced them to come with him in order to make sure they cleanse Bavel from all these psulim. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on Rava: the Bishlein Lamanda Amar Alu. It makes sense according to Abaya, who hold that when Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael, he did not force the psulim to come with him. Tahinu Dam Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel. Therefore, it makes sense. Rabbi Yehuda said in Eretz Yisrael, Kol Ratzis Isil Eretz Yisrael, that all lands of the world are considered like a dough as compared to Eretz Yisrael. And as Rashi explains, Ki Isazu, just like a dough that has multiple ingredients and Ma'avim Bar, you mix together Sa'ar Mayim, the Kemach Melech V'Subin, yeast, water, flour, salt, and Subin. And there are more questions on Yichus for people in the world than to people in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael they had the Sanhedrin, they were able to at least judge and determine proper Yichus. Eretz Yisrael Isil Bavel. However, Eretz Yisrael is considered an Isa and it's considered less pure than Bavel. And Rashi explains that Bishleim according to Abaya, that Ezra did not force every single person that was puzzled to come with him to Eretz Yisrael, so therefore they didn't necessarily know exactly who was coming up with them to Bavel, and people got mixed up in the crowd. Therefore, the people in Eretz Yisrael were not necessarily pure, as we weren't sure exactly who was puzzled and who was kosher. However, since Lemaisa, the Gemara just explained that even according to Abaya, Menafshehu Siliku, that all the psulim actually went up to Eretz Yisrael, therefore Bavel was Kaseilus Nakiyah, and therefore Bavel was definitely purer than Eretz Yisrael, as those who were psulim actually left Bavel and went to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara now asks, and Rava El Lamad Amah Helam, but according to Rava, who says that Ezra Tutan Bal Kochon, the Media Dinu, then certainly they knew exactly which person was Pasul and what the status was. And as Rashi says, Yatsa Kol Psul Aleim Vakol Yadu B'Psulim V'Nizar B'Em Kol Olim, and therefore anyone that went up to Eretz Yisrael would be Nizar in these people. And L'Chayra, there should be no reason why they got mixed up in Klal Yisrael, as certainly there was segregation between the people that were Kshirim and the people that were Pasul, and there's no reason to think that they intermarried. And the Gemara answered, Nehi D'Yadu Lahu Dara, that even though it's true that in that generation everyone knew exactly who were Psulim, but L'Dar Achrini Lo Yadi, but at some point, since L'Maisa they were Psulim, they were amongst the people that came to Eretz Yisrael, so therefore they got mixed up in the rest of Klal Yisrael. And when it came to later generations, it turned out that Eretz Yisrael was in worse position as to purity than Bavel, as Bavel was made Kaseilus Nakiyah, and Ezra already took out all the Psulim out of Bavel, and therefore Bavel did not have as many Sfeikas as to Yichus. The Gemara continues and asks another question on Rava, Bishleim Lamanda Ama Olu, according to Abaya, it makes sense that since he says that he did not come back, therefore the Pasuk in Ezra states, since Lefi Abaya, Ezra did not necessarily keep track of all the people, and he didn't force people to come up with him to Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's possible that it only only was at the time that they went and encamped at this river that they finally realized that they had all types of yichus with them, but they didn't have anyone from Bnei Levi. But according to Rava, who says that they came up with Bal Kocham, it must be that Ezra knew exactly who was coming up with him from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, from Mizrach Zairi, and therefore how could it be that the Pasuk only tells us that once they gathered by the river, then they realized that the Levim were not there. And the Gemara answers, Nehid Yizar B'Psulim B'Ksherim Lo Yizdar, that in the Chinami, according to Rava, Ezra forced these people to come up with him, but he only forced those who were Psulim, and therefore he only kept track of those people that were Pasul, and he made sure they took them out of Babel. But regarding the people who were Kosher, including Bnei Levi, he did not keep track, and therefore he only realized once they encamped at this Nar that the Levim were not amongst the people, and they did not join him in coming up to Eretz Yisrael. And Tais points out, Ben Taima, how can you say that the Levim were not there? And Tais answers, that even though the Levim came with him, these Levim were all psulim, and they couldn't do the avoid in the base of Middash. That's why, although it's true that some Levim came up with Ezra, however, Ben Bnei Levi, he didn't find from the Bnei Levi that were ready to do the Avodah. And of course, as we know, because the Levim did not go up to Eretz Yisrael, therefore they ultimately instituted a knas that the Levim will not get Ma'is Rishon, and either only the Kohanim will get, or they would have to share it with the Kohanim, and you could either give Ma'is Rishon to a Kohen or to a Levi. And as Rashi actually also mentions in Dibur Maskal, Vavina Ba'am, and Ezra only found those that came back from Golas, originally bit off their thumbs, and they said, that how could we sing the Shir Hashem b'mizbah al Neres Babel? Sha'amalahem Nebuchadnezzar Shir Lada Mashir Tzion. As Nebuchadnezzar wanted the Levim to sing the Shir for him, and Amdu v'katzu b'chinis yedeim b'shneim v'amalai, and they said to Nebuchadnezzar, Ich Nasher Shir Hashem al Admas Necha Loi Nasher Loi Nemer. It doesn't say that we will not sing, Ela Ich Nasher, that we can't sing. Ein Lanu b'malam Mashpesh b'nimei HaKneres, as we can't go and play any instruments, be'oisin alu, and from those people they came back to Eretz Yisrael, u'melak Sherem Loi Matzah, but from those that were kosher and that they were ready to do the avodah and ready to play instruments in the base of Mikdash, they did not find l'fisha yishvim bavel b'shalva, as they lived in bavel and they were in peace. V'ha'ilim b'yushlayim ha'ya ba'inu v'tarech ha'malacha v'imesh kosim v'sal v'hanach levi adiktani masisin mahanach lechaz l'avodah ha'yu ayin in Rashi. And it's interesting to note that these Levim who actually bit off their fingers were the ones who came up with Ezra to Eretz Yisrael. And of course this was many years after the Churban Bayis Rishon, and it must be that these Levim were very old, and therefore we see the concept of Kol Misabal Yishlayim Zoicha V'roya B'vinyana. And the only Levim that actually came back to Eretz Yisrael were those Levim that were Misabal properly in Yishlayim, and they actually bit off their fingers based on the pain and the sorrow of losing the Beis HaMikdash. And the Levim that didn't care as much, they did not come back to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Kehani Levim V'Yisraelim, that Kehanim Levim V'Yisraelim came up to Eretz Yisrael from Babel with Ezra, Minol Desaliku. And how do we know that they came up? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says in Ezra, V'Yeshvu HaKoyin V'Alevim V'Minam V'Mishayrim V'Asherim V'Nasiim Bareim V'Chol Yisrael Bareim. And therefore we see the Kehanim Levim, as well as everyone else from the nation referring to the Yisraelim, all came up to Eretz Yisrael. And L'Chor it's a bit shver, because L'maisa the Pasuk says that the Mishayrim and the Shayrim all came up to Eretz Yisrael. And it seems even the Levim who were kasha to sing Shira also came up to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues that quotes from Mishnah Chaloli Geiri V'Charuri, that the next three categories of Yichus that came up to Eretz Yisrael was the Chalolim, Geirim, and Charuri. And the Gemara asks, Chalolim and Olin, how do we see that the Chalolim came up for Eretz Yisrael? The Tanya is willing to the Braisa, Rabbi Yesi Eimer, Rabbi Yesi states, G'dayl Chazaka, we see how great the Din of Chazaka is. In them, as the Pasuk in Ezra states, Umbrei HaKoinim, that these are the children of the Koinim, Bnei Chavaya, Bnei HaKoitz, Bnei Barzilai, Asher Lokak, Bnei Barzilai, Agalodi, Isha, Vayikari, Al Shemam, Eilu Bikshu Ksavam, Masyachse, Veloi Nimtzu, Vayigodlu Menakuna. All of these Koinim tried to prove the Yichus and tried to prove that they were Kayanim, and since they didn't have the records, therefore they weren't able to prove that they were Kayanim, and they were ultimately not able to continue acting as Kayanim. By Yoimat Shoslehem, and the Chemin Ber Chachalia told them, Lo Yoichel Mikaydish HaKadoshim, Adamoy Kayin Lo'un V'Lutumim, you are unable to eat from the Kayish HaKadoshim until the point that the Kayin Gadol goes and asks from the Urim V'Tumim as to your status. And Rashi explains, based on the Yerushalmi, that the reason why the Chemin Ber Chachalia was called as Shosa, because he used to give the Melech to drink for wine, and prior to giving the milk to drink, he had to actually taste it and make sure that it wasn't poison. And therefore they were matter for Nechemim Chachalia to drink Yayin of Oivu Chavim. That's why he was called Hatishasa, the one day to matter the Issa of Yayin Esach to. Rashi says that when Nechemim said, that doesn't mean that the Kohen Gadol would actually ask the Umvatumim. Tumim, as there was no Urim V'Tumim in the Bayis Sheni, and Kadim Shaim L'Chaveri at Shiyah Mashiach, and it's as if someone said that you will not be able to eat from Kodesh Kodashim until Mashiach comes, and until we ultimately have the Urim V'Tumim. The Gemara tells us that Nechemiah told them that you can't eat Kodesh Kodashim, however you're allowed to eat Chuma, and Amal Emini said to them, the reason why I ultimately will allow you to eat Chuma is because you had a Chazakah, as B'mai Yisim Eichlam B'Goyla, as while you were in Golis, you were able to eat Kodesh Gvul, which is Chuma, which can be eaten anywhere, and therefore now that you came to Eretz Yisrael, you still can eat Chuma, but you can't eat from the Kabbonis of the Beis HaMikdash. In the Maisa, we see that these people were treated as Halalim, and therefore we see that Halalim also came up to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, and according to the Manda Omer, it holds that when you see someone eating Chuma, then that is a riot that is actually Miuchas, and he's a Kohen that is Kasha. The Luchayra, how could it be that Nechemiah would allow them to eat Chuma, Hani to Achel B'Chuma, Asal Esakinu? So then these people that he allowed to eat Chuma, people will think that they're actually Kasha as regular Kohanim, and they will consider them regular Kohanim. And the Gemara answers, Shani Hasam, Duri Chas Kasaro, and over there was different, that since they weren't able to eat from Hegdish, and they were only able to eat Chuma, therefore people realized that the Chazaka was not intact, and they weren't necessarily full-fledged Kohanim. The Gemara now asks, Dalam Ay Gedel Chazaka, then Lechira, how did Rabbi Yisi say that we see how great Chazaka is, if all the Chazaka did was it kept the status quo, and didn't actually give them any future rights, and didn't allow them to eat Kachim? And the Gemara answered, the Mikara Achal B'Chuma Drabanan, as originally these people would eat only Chuma Drabanan because they were in Bavel, and the only Chuma that is Bavel is only Chuma Drabanan, and L'Besayv Achal B'Chuma Deraisa, but now that we're in Eretz Yisrael, they actually were able to eat Chuma Deraisa based on this Chazaka, and therefore we see that Chazaka could even upgrade someone's status. The Gemara continues, B'Yisema, or I could tell you, L'Olam Hashtanami Drabanan Achal, that in the Chanami, even at this point, they were only allowed to eat Chuma Drabanan, Deraisa Lo'achal, but they weren't able to eat Chuma Deraisa. The only time that we say the cloud that meskinim mitchumal yuchsin is only if you see someone eating chuma deraisa. But since they were only eating chuma drabanan, therefore no one would get confused, and everyone would realize that these kohanim were not necessarily miyuchasin. And the Gemara therefore is ihachi ma'igdayil chazaka. If l'chayr they were only able to eat chuma drabanan, how did Rabbi Yisi prove from this pasuk that you see how great chazaka is? If l'chayr it didn't change the status quo at all. And the Gemara answers that although it's true that at this point they weren't able to eat chuma deraisa, but mikar lek l'migzah mishum chuma deraisa. But originally, when they were eating chuma drabanan in Chutzlaritz and in Babel, over there was no reason to be gaze on these people that they can't eat chuma drabanan because maybe someone will get this confused with chuma deraisa. But now that they came in Eretz Yisrael, where chuma deraisa was available, maybe we should be gaze on these kohanim that since we're not sure that they're actually kohanim, that they shouldn't even eat chuma drabanan based on the fact that they may come to eat chuma deraisa. And therefore, Rabbi Yisi taught us how great the concept of chazaka is that will be safe. I forgot the ikel migzah mishum chuma deraisa, that even though at this point when they came to Eretz Yisrael and there's a possible reason to be geizer after chuma deraisa, b'drabanan achol, that still Nechemiah allowed them to eat chuma drabanan and b'deraisa loy achol, and even though they weren't able to eat chuma deraisa, we did not make such a gzira because we were seimich on the chazaka. And Rashi points out that once they came back for Bayis Sheni, then chuma deraisa was back in place, and of course chuma deraisa only applies to Dog and Tirish v'Yitzar. But even when Klai Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael and they had the base of Mikdash, still not a chi of deraisa to take off chuma on Paris and Yerakis, and that was only chuma drabanan. And the Gemara asks, how can you say that they didn't eat chuma deraisa? But the pasuk actually says, that all he said was that they can't eat from the kodesh kedoshim, but it's mashma that they could still eat chuma deraisa. And as the Gemara continues, kodesh kedoshim hu lo yochel hakamidi nechol, but they were able to eat anything else, including chuma deraisa. And the Gemara answers, the hachikama, what Nechemiah ben Chachalya meant when he said lo yochel kodesh kedoshim, he meant to say that you not only eat lo midi the mikra kodesh, you can't eat the thing that's called kodesh, which is referring to chuma, and you also can't eat the thing that's called kachim, referring to hegdish and referring to kabanes. And the Gemara continues and explains lemidi de mikra kodesh, that they weren't able to eat the thing that's called kodesh, which the Gemara will prove is talking about chuma. The chsiv, as the pasuk states in Pashas Emor, v'chol zar loyechel kodesh, as Rashi says that the pasuk over there is certainly talking about chuma, because we're talking about someone that's a mechusa kapurim, and even though he went to the mikvah, this person is not allowed to eat hegdish until he actually brings the kabanes on the next day. And as the pasuk states, Ubo Hashemesh v'tayer v'achli yoichel min hakadoshim ki lachmayu, and that is referring to truma. The Gemara continues and explains lo midi de mikra kachim, and Hashishasa was also telling them that you're not able to eat anything which is called kachim, and that includes the chazei v'shoik of shlamim, as Rashi says the eshkan the ikri kachim, and even though it's kachim kalim, that they were not able to eat kachim kalim either. The amakra, as the pasuk in Emma states, Ubas koyin kisi l'shar, when a bas koyin gets married to Yisrael, he b'trumas hakadoshim leisechel, that she'll never be able to go back and eat kachim. And even though we know that if Bas Kohen gets married to Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma, but if she actually gets divorced from the Yisrael, or if her husband dies and she didn't have children, she'll be able to go back to her father's house and eat truma. However, Bas Kohen, even if she doesn't have children, will never be able to go back to her father's house and eat kachim kalim. And as the Gemara explains, va'omemar, and we learned on that pasuk that b'meirim hakadoshim leisechel, and once a Bas Kohen gets married, then she'll no longer be able to eat the chazei v'sharik of Ishlamim. And as Rashi says at the top of Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, chazeres l'chuma, v'ina chazeres l'chazei v'sharik, and we will stop over here.